Chapter 12 On Time and Darkness. From the Sayings of Tehulme, the High Priest, a book of the Yomersh Canon composed in North Orgarain about 900 years ago. Meshe is a center of time. That moment of his life when he saw all things clearly came when he had lived on Earth 30 years, and after it he lived on Earth again 30 years, so that the seeing befell in the center of his life. And all the ages up until the seeing were as long as the ages will be after the seeing, which befell in the center of time. And in the center there is no time past, and no time to come. In all time past, it is. In all time to come, it is. It has not been, nor yet will it be. It is. It is all. Nothing is unseen. The poor man of Shene came to Meshe lamenting that he had not food to give the child of his flesh, nor grain to sow, for the rains had rotted the seed in the ground, and all the folk of his hearth starved. Meshe said, "Dig in the stone fields of Tuerish, and you will find there is a treasure of silver and precious stones. For I see a king bury it there 10,000 years ago, when a neighboring king presses feud upon him." The poor man of Shene dug in the moraines of Tuerish, and unearthed where Meshe pointed a great hoard of ancient jewels, and at sight of it he shouted aloud for joy. But Meshe, standing by, wept at sight of it, saying, "I see a man kill his hearth brother for one of those carven stones. That is 10,000 years from now, and the bones of the murdered man will lie in this grave where the treasure lies. O man of Shene, I know too where your grave is. I see you lying in it." The life of every man is in the center of time, for all were seen in the seeing of Meshe, and are in his eye. We are the pupils of his eye. Our doing is his seeing. Our being is knowing. The hemin tree in the heart of Arnon Forest, which lies 100 miles long and 100 miles wide, was old and greatly grown, with 100 branches, and on every branch 1,000 twigs, and on every twig 100 leaves. The tree said in its rooted being, "All my leaves are seen but one. This one in the darkness cast by all the others. This one leaf I keep secret to myself. Who will see it in the darkness of my leaves? And who will count the number of them?" Meshe passed through the forest of Arnon in his wanderings, and from that one tree plucked that one leaf. No raindrop falls in the storms of autumn that ever fell before. And the rain has fallen, and falls, and will fall throughout all the autumns of the years. Meshe saw each drop, where it fell, and falls, and will fall. In the eye of Meshe are all the stars, and the darknesses between the stars, and all are bright. In the answering of the question of the Lord of Shorth, in the moment of the seeing, Meshe saw all the sky as if it were all one sun. Above the earth and under the earth, all the sphere of sky was bright as the sun's surface, and there was no darkness. For he saw not what was, nor what will be, but what is. The stars that flee and take away their light all were present in his eye, and all their light shone presently. This is a mystical expression of one of the theories used to support the expanding universe hypothesis, first proposed by the mathematical school of Sif over 4,000 years ago and generally accepted by later cosmologists, even though meteorological conditions on Gethen prevent their gathering much observational support from astronomy. The rate of expansion, Hubble's constant, or Herrick's constant, can in fact be estimated from the observed amount of light in the night sky. The point here involved is that if the universe were not expanding, the night sky would not appear to be dark. Darkness is only in the mortal eye, that thinks it sees, but sees not. In the sight of Mesha, there is no darkness. Therefore those that call upon the darkness, the Hundarata, are made fools of and spat out from the mouth of Mesha, for they name what is not, calling it source and end. There is neither source nor end, for all things are in the center of time. As all the stars may be reflected in a round raindrop falling in the night, so too do all the stars reflect the raindrop. There is neither darkness nor death, for all things are in the light of the moment, and their end and their beginning are one. One center, one seeing, one law, one light. Look now into the eye of Mesha.